Like in other parts of the world, Muslims in Indian-controlled Kashmir held protests and sit-ins against the continuous detention of Nigeria's top Muslim cleric and head of Islamic movement in Nigeria, Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki. Protesters poured onto the streets after Friday prayers and shouted slogans against the government's crackdown on the supporters of Sheikh Zakzaki. Protesters demanded the immediate release of the Muslim cleric.
Sheikh Zakzaki has been fighting for the right and freedom of the oppressive people of Nigeria. Six of his sons were martyred and he himself has been subjected to torture in prison. We have gathered here to demand his release.
Demonstrators also denounced the international community's silence on the brutal crackdown on the Islamic movement in Nigeria.
Sheikh Zakzaki has been jailed without any crime, and despite a Nigerian court ordering his release, he continues to be in detention, along with his wife. There are also reports that he's been poisoned in prison. The silence of world leaders and the so-called civilized nations is appalling and shows their double standards.
We have gathered here to condemn the organized massacre of Shia Muslims in Nigeria. Sheikh Zakzaki and his Islamic movement have been deliberately targeted because the pro-Israeli lobby perceives them as a stumbling blocks in the way of pursuing their evil agenda in Africa.
Sheikh Zakzaki has been in jail since December 2015. His family says he needs immediate medical treatment outside Nigeria. Frequent protests have been held in the Nigerian capital, Abuja, to demand Sheikh Zakzaki's release. The protests have been met with the army's violent response recently, leading to the death of some protesters.
Protest rallies have been held across Kashmir to show solidarity with the oppressed people of Nigeria. They also demanded immediate release of the jailed Muslim cleric Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki and his followers. They also called for an end to the violence and mayhem. Saidali Safi reporting for Press TV, Indian Control, Kashmir.